Hello, I'm Jason DeRosso, and this is your weekly film show on RN. To kick off the week, let's meet the Suicide Squad.
I want to assemble a task force of the most dangerous people on the planet.
They're bad guys. Worst of the worst.
Too late. Open the gate!
My time has come. Send shivers down my spine.
Was this a cheerleading trials?
Boys.
This is the deal. You're going somewhere very bad.
Whoa.
Do something that'll get you killed.
Let's go save the world.
The trailer for The Suicide Squad looked different from the usual po-faced DC fare. A story about hardened criminals with superpowers fighting for the US government, promised guns, sex, and irony. It turns out the film is dead on arrival, a lackluster allegory of American corruption turning in on itself. But the first problem with Suicide Squad is that these anti-heroes don't turn out to be that bad. Sweet and tender hooligans, Morrissey might have called them. Their unofficial leader, Deadshot, played by Will Smith, might be an assassin, but he's also trying to turn over a new leaf since his young daughter begged him not to shoot Batman. Ben Affleck in a Gotham alley. Then there's the clumsy burlesque of Harley Quinn, played by the Australian Margot Robbie, a baseball bat-wielding psycho dressed like a zombie cheerleader. The film quite earnestly presents her as a good girl fallen for a bad boy, the Joker in this case, an archetype you'll find next to Hooker with a Heart of Gold in the 1954 edition of Hollywood's Gender Handbook. Scratch the surface and they're all softies. Or in the case of Jai Courtney's beer-swilling Captain Boomerang, yes, he's named after his weapon of choice, and here's the film's one inane guilty pleasure. They're even sweet on the surface, too. The truly ruthless operator in the film, and the most interesting character, it should be said, is the Suicide Squad's boss, Amanda Waller, played by Viola Davis, a diminutive, resolute woman whose wardrobe of sensible jackets and necklaces of pearls belies a manipulative, cold-blooded operator. She's the corrupt core of Suicide Squad's dark vision. It's aptly ironic that when Waller sends the squad to eliminate their first villain, it's not a threat from the outside, but one from within. A former US asset and 6,000-year-old witch named Enchantress, possessing the body of one of America's top scientists, June Moore, played by Cara Delevingne, who's also the girlfriend of decorated soldier and Suicide Squad chaperone Rick Flagg, played by Joel Kinnaman. Enchantress has now turned Taliban style and is amassing an army of what look like actors in lumpy rubber suits and building a doomsday weapon to hit back at her masters. And so it begins. With a soundtrack that's like a jukebox exploded, the story settles around a few classic ideas set to a few classic hits. A nocturnal city laid waste, a bunch of mercenaries beset by internal divisions and resentments, a common foe to unite them. It's the kind of behind enemy lines kamikaze mission that a filmmaker like John Carpenter might have relished. Instead, DC have hired writer-director David Ayer and cinematographer Roman Vasyanov, who've made hard-hitting, emotionally bruising action films in the past about cops in Los Angeles, that was called End of Watch, and tank crews in World War II, a film called Fury. Here, however, they find the earnestness of the DC universe and the limitations of comic book characterization unworkable. If only the script had a bit more self-awareness, if only there'd been some better one-liners, if only Jared Leto didn't play the Joker with the humorlessness of Marilyn Manson. Suicide Squad flounders, and by the time the filmmakers reach the final showdown, it's almost like they've given up. It's sad to see a director like David Ayer, whose previous films featured heroes who were almost in a constant state of movement, confined to a bunker at the end of this film, deep beneath the city streets, shooting a low-light multicam fistfight with some tired-looking supernatural visual effects. In the tedium of this final showdown, I wondered how much money might have been saved if the producers of Suicide Squad hadn't paid Black Sabbath the royalties for Paranoid and invested that money instead in some decent CGI. Alas, we'll never know. Suicide Squad is out now, everywhere. Avoid it. On RN, you're with The Final Cut. My name's Jason DeRosso.